This is the NVIDIA of crypto.
This project is using the exact same playbook as one of the hottest companies in the world, and it just launched.
Welcome to the Bean Pod. This is your place for all things stocks and crypto. From beginner tips to expert picks, use this as fuel for your investing journey. Because when you're in the know, your money will grow.
This episode of the Bean Pod is sponsored by BitGet.
BitGet is the most user-friendly and secure crypto trading platform for both beginners and experienced traders.
BitGet is the best place to not only trade Bitcoin and Ethereum, but also all the small cap gems that we discuss every day.
With 24/7 customer support, leveraged trading, and a wide array of other advanced features, BitGet sets itself apart from every other centralized exchange.
Through Beanstalk's official partnership with BitGet, you'll receive 15% off all trading fees when you sign up using the referral link in the description.
All views expressed by speakers on the Bean Pod are solely their opinions. You should not treat any opinion expressed on the Bean Pod as a specific inducement to make a particular investment or follow a specific strategy, but only as an expression of their opinion. This podcast is for informational purposes only.
Welcome to the Bean Pod. This is Shane, aka the Jolly Green Investor.
And this is Josh, the Nifty Investor.
Today, we're going to be discussing a project which is following the same playbook as NVIDIA, the hottest tech company in the world. And the best part about this crypto coin is that it just launched.
This is being called the NVIDIA of crypto. And for good reason. When you dig into what they're offering, the sectors that it sits in, if you thought Render was big and what they're doing with Apple, think again. This project just launched and it has some insane partnerships and some insane tech, which will allow individuals who are listening to this episode or watching this episode to get involved early.
Yeah, not only is this an early stage project because it literally just launched, but they've got a couple of different things that allow retail investors to get in early on the project, become a member of the community and the ecosystem. And if you believe in this project, there's a few ways that you can benefit from going forward other than just buying the coin, right? There's a few more things that you can do than other than being a passive investor, which we will get through as you hopefully watch to the end of the episode. So tune in. This is going to be a good one.
So NVIDIA is up 120% this year, 800% over the past 2 years. And this is all thanks to the AI-driven GPU shortage. These GPUs are being gobbled up by the masses right now. You know, big tech companies like Tesla and Elon Musk and what they're trying to do. NVIDIA, the reason why their stock has been absolutely ripping is because of the shortage and what they have access to. So the project we're talking about today is capitalizing on that GPU shortage and allowing for a decentralized access to them. And anybody who owns, you know, a piece of the hardware and software available with this project is able to mine tokens and be rewarded for their contribution to the network.
For sure. So if you've been a fan of the show, you might be already familiar with this project. We've discussed it a few times. So the name of it is Aether. And Aether is the only enterprise-grade AI-focused GPU as a service provider on the crypto market. So think of the sectors that need a lot of AI, GPU as a service. So AI, obviously, which is, basically swallowing the world. And also, in addition to AI, Aether is focused on gaming. Because gaming, you have to render these very, very high-quality graphics, these huge worlds. So AI and gaming are the two sectors that Aether is very focused on. And in my opinion, AI and gaming are going to be two of the massive growth sectors that propel crypto forward and bring on the millions of people and billions of dollars into mass adoption. So they've really set themselves up well here.
They're raising a ton of capital. If you go into like ICODrops.com, you can see, the upcoming ICOs, initial coin offerings, and see how much money these projects have raised. So what really captures my attention is the fact that they have 20 times the amount of GPUs that Render has. Render's like this top, $10 billion plus company in the crypto space. They have 30 times the infrastructure and capital committed than Akash Network combined.
Akash and Render.
Combined, which is absolutely insane. So when you look at the market caps of those two projects and what makes them so successful, and then you see Aether coming in and realize that A, they have the largest telecom company in the world they have a multi-year contract with Aether. The largest cloud gaming company in the world also has a multi-year contract with them. There's giant tech companies tap into ETH already. We're just lucky enough that there's now going to be a token available.
For sure. So think about this. They have 4,000 plus cutting edge NVIDIA H100 AI GPUs secured and available within the Aether network. So if you're an AI crypto project or you're a gaming crypto project and you need access to these NVIDIA GPUs, but they're too expensive or there's a supply shortage and they are simply just unavailable, that's where Aether comes in. So they're providing this massive cloud platform for anyone that needs NVIDIA GPUs in the crypto and Web3 space. Boom, you use Aether. So the reason why we say they're following the same playbook as NVIDIA is because NVIDIA is like, all right, we're going to be selling pickaxes in the gold mine. We're selling GPUs to anyone who needs them for AI or whatever. Well, Aether is basically building on that and saying, okay, anyone that needs these NVIDIA GPUs in crypto, whether it be for AI, gaming, or whatever, cloud, anything, Aether is going to be the absolute provider. So it's no wonder that people have been talking about Aether as absolutely one of the most hyped up projects of 2024. There's not a lot of projects that have come along that have this kind of AAA partnerships, you know, the absolutely massive ecosystem all being done before the token is launched. So the hype is real, and I think Aether could be one of the stories of the bull run.
This is why I think people need to pay attention right now, and that is what you just alluded to, the token launch. So I was looking at, because, you know, when a token launches, you're like, is it going to pump? Is it going to dump? Like, it's so tough to know unless you actually dig into the tokenomics. And when you go through and look at, you know, who's getting the tokens at what, you know, so you have the team and advisors, there's an 18-month cliff. So they're not, that makes up 20% of the supply. They're not getting their tokens for a year and a half. Mm-hmm. Private sales, they have to wait a year to get their tokens. So there's on the TGE, on the day of the token launch, there's only about 8% of the tokens being distributed. A large percentage of these tokens are being set aside for people who are contributing to the network for the cloud computing, but also with the hardware as well. So anybody who obtains one of these devices is able to start accumulating these tokens, and they're going to be really the only ones who are going to be able to sell. Yeah. So it's really fascinating when you look at the tokenomics.
Yeah, tokenomics matter for sure with these launches because, as we've seen, there's obviously no sure thing in crypto. Sometimes you have a heavily hyped up project that dumps. Sometimes you have a project that has no hype that absolutely pumps, right? So tokenomics are important. So it's interesting that you brought that up. And then when you talk about the people that are contributing to the Aether ecosystem. So if you are familiar with the show, you might have seen our episode about Aether nodes, right? Yeah. So typically in crypto, there's a few ways to get into a project. You can be lucky enough to get into like a private sale. You can invest in a pre-sale. You can buy the token on the launch. Or in some rare cases, you can purchase a node and operate a node. Or in some even rarer cases, there are opportunities where you can operate like a piece of hardware. So think of something like Helium, where you're operating the device and you're securing the network, so you're getting tokens. And that's what we're you know, one of the cool things about this episode today is not only is the Aether coin just launched, so it's early stage, and even though there is hype, I feel like it's still kind of under the radar because people aren't, they haven't been able to have access to it, right?
Yeah.
But in addition to the Aether nodes, which we talked about a few months ago, today we're going to talk about what's called the Aether Edge. So it's the hardware device where people that are bullish on the Aether ecosystem can not only contribute to securing the network, but also helping, you know, develop their entire ecosystem and some very interesting devices that run off Aether Edge that we'll talk about shortly.
So the hardware already has $132 million raised and committed to scaling the infrastructure. That's a shit ton of money, man.
Yeah.
For the hardware here.
Huge.
So the nodes are helping to contribute to the overall cloud computing side of things. The edge is going to be the hardware. This is powered by Qualcomm. Mm-hmm. Qualcomm is like up there with NVIDIA. It's like one of those mega tech companies out there, right?
Yep.
The edge is an enterprise grade computing device that is integrated with the Aether distributed GPU cloud infrastructure. So they're spearheading, you know, DPIN, they're spearheading edge computing. So you have to imagine that this hardware device is working hand in hand with the cloud infrastructure to make it a powerhouse in AI, gaming, DPIN, all these things that we've alluded to earlier in the episode.
For sure. So there is an opportunity if you are bullish on the Aether ecosystem like we are. You know, we've made it public. We invested in the Aether private sale. We were lucky enough to get that opportunity. But there are a few opportunities for other retail investors to get involved with Aether. So with the Aether Edge, as you mentioned, it's not out yet. There is a waitlist on their website, which we will put in the description.
Yeah.
But what it gives you, you know, the ability to kind of power is this hardware Aether Edge ecosystem. And one of the cool devices is, I think it's called the A-Edge phone or something like that. a cloud phone.
Yeah, yeah.
A cloud. So it's like a decentralized phone. It's a whole decentralized mobile phone ecosystem, which is powered by
the A phone.
Yeah, the A phone. I mean, it sounds pretty cool, right? I think we saw Solana kind of try to get into the phone. You know, obviously the phone is everything now, you know, whether it's iPhone or Android, everything is powered by the phone. But what we haven't seen is someone successfully kind of decentralize this whole phone. You know, it's the whole world runs on phones. So if the A phone, which is powered by this Aether Edge device and ecosystem, can kind of make a foray into the decentralized phone world, I think that could really provide some interesting things and opportunities moving forward for Aether as a whole.
Yeah, it's crazy, man. Like, so when you have the Edge layer, this Aether Edge thing that people are going to be able, you can head over to myedge.io. And there, I think there's like over 150,000 people who have already signed up and subscribed to potentially obtain one of these. Currently, you're only going to be able to mine for the ATH token, but later on, you're going to be able to mine for other cryptos as well. So that kind of puts it into its own piece of category, because not a lot, like Helium you referred to, you can only mine for HNT. Mm-hmm. At least with this Edge, you're going to be able to mine for other cryptos as well. Right. But this hardware is going to enhance privacy. It's going to bring low latency, which is extremely important for gaming and for AI.
Yep.
And super high scalability. Having this Aether Edge is going to allow you to mine. There's a 23% of the supply set aside of ATH for people to be mining. So there's a lot to be accumulated if you own one of these pieces of one of these devices.
There's a lot of rewards, right? And think about if you're sitting at home with like your laptop or your home computing system, what getting the Aether Edge and running the Aether Edge will enable you to do is leverage your underutilized like broadband, IP addresses, bandwidth, all your computing resources that are, you know, let's face it, you're probably not using your computing resources to their maximum. So you have all this power, all this bandwidth, all this internet, this IP, you know, ability, and it's just sitting there, right? But you can use, if you tap into the Aether Edge ecosystem and utilize all this underutilized stuff that you have with your computing resources, you can get rewarded first with the ATH token and second, you know, with all the other things. And then when you're powering this ecosystem with the A phone, these cloud computing games, these AI, Aether is going to be powering so many AI front ends. And if you buy the Aether Edge, tap into your system, you're then helping power all these systems. So there's going to be a lot of income generating opportunities that come with Aether Edge moving forward. Like, this is still early days, right? This is just launching. We, you know, as you mentioned, you can just mine the ATH token, but think about the future of Aether. Like, if Aether does become a top 20, 30, 40 project, which I see no reason why it can't, and you're one of the early Aether Edge adopters, there's potentially a lot of income generating opportunities that come with that.
Yeah, no, I totally agree. Look, you can obtain the token by buying it on any one of the centralized exchanges. I think it's hit Bybit, OKX, Gate. They're literally hitting every single major exchange right at the get-go, which says a lot. Mm. You can, if you're lucky enough to get into the node sale that we offered a couple months ago, you'll be able to contribute to the GPU network that way, the cloud infrastructure that way, or through one of these Aether Edges to own some of the hardware and generate some passive income as well and obtain the ATH token that way.
Yeah, for sure. So yeah, look, just to recap, Aether, I think, is one of the most bullish projects that's going to launch this cycle in 2024 and beyond. It has the AI angle. It has the cloud computing angle. It has the gaming angle. This is going to be a stalwart in the D-PIN. You know, they have physical devices. They've got it all covered, and that's because they have this massive deal with all these amazing partners. They've got over 4,000 NVIDIA GPUs for any project to use.
Crazy.
They've built one of the most impressive ecosystems. And yes, the token just launched. If you have a node, you can obtain the token that way. Or head into the website we have linked in the description. Learn more about the Aether Edge, which is their physical device, which allows you to mine ATH, secure the system, get access to all the cool things they're building in their ecosystem. And look, I don't think Aether is a project you want to fade. We've invested in the private sale. I think this is going to be a long-term winner. So yeah, I would say this is something you should learn about right away.
Absolutely. Make sure you guys tune to the next episode.
That one is going to be a banger.
All views expressed by speakers on the Beanpod are solely their opinions. You should not treat any opinion expressed on the Beanpod as a specific inducement to make a particular investment or follow a specific strategy, but only as an expression of their opinion. This podcast is for informational purposes only.